I go like this, I'll be positive.
In 1914, Britain had declared war on Germany. Canada strongly supported this idea and was willing to go to war. Many men felt the need to support their mother country, Britain, and there were others who went because jobs were scarce during that time. Others were unaware of the consequences of war and thought it'd be a fun adventure they'd live to tell. Some were lured into going by propaganda posters, and there were men who were forced to participate as a result of conscription.
Vimy, located in northern France, served as a battlefield for Canadian and German soldiers during World War I. It was an area where Canadian soldiers fought one of the greatest battles in our history.
On April 9, 1917, all four Canadian divisions led by Sir William Currie and the first Canadian appointed commander... On April 9, 1917, all four Canadian divisions led by Sir William Currie, the first Canadian appointed commander of the Canadian Corps and joined together by the British Infantry Division, fought in a heavy battle against the Germans for the possession of the Vimy Ridge. After carefully and strategically planning their invasion and with great confidence that they will not repeat the same mistakes again, at dawn hours on April 19th, Canadian troops had begun the attack to gain back the land they once called theirs, the Vimy Ridge.
The Canadians began the attack by using a successful method, the creeping barrage, firing continuously at positions in front while advancing. The Canadians also dug deep tunnels, also attacking from behind the opponent approaching. Soldiers had also constructed a series of underground trenches surrounding the area and to secretly move troops to the battlefield.
After about 2 hours into the battle, all three of the Canadian divisions had met their objectives. While the 4th Division had been caught in a machine gun battle on Hills 145, the highest point of Vimy, by April 12, Canadians had taken over the Pimple, the last German position, and now the Germans had been defeated.
By the end of the battle, 7,107 Canadians were wounded or injured during the attack, while 3,598 had been killed. There were 20,000 injured German soldiers and 4,000 of them had been captured.
In the previous attempts to take over the ridge, British and French both failed to take possession of the Vimy Ridge. French had lost 150,000 casualties and was still not able to take over in 1915.
The result of the Battle of the Vimy Ridge was also known to be the birth of the new nation. It was one of the most successful battles Canadians have ever fought, and the first battle the Canadians fought independently. It marked one of the most important historical events of history.
The Battle of Vimy Ridge earned Canada a place at the post-war negotiations, which enables Canada to finally become an independent nation and no longer under Britain control.